Yo, this is a little something I wrote back in 1991 and 2. It was relevant then and it's still relevant to this day. Subliminal slave mentality. Most are ignorant to the fact that maybe it's crazy. They think the whites that give us equality. We got to side amongst on our own. We should kill each other to teach pieces in our home.
What up, y'all? Salute. I'm a Petersburg soldier. Dirt gang gangster. From third war to fifth war.
Shout out to the acres.
Let's take them down to Blanford.
The 36 niggas.
All my people go hot.
Squad full of killers.
I'm a Zoom fam major.
I'm a dirt gang general.
Know my town about paper.
Bitches know we killing them.
Hey, so we them niggas that go ham. That's that Zoom fam.
Blow that purse to the dome. Blow that purse to the head. Got 'em running, they scared. Man, fuck what they said. I know they sleeping with feds. Can't be sleep up in the bed when I'm chasing these beds. Can't be sleep up in the bed. I'ma sleep when I'm dead. Shit, I'm too far and I'm trying to stay up ahead. Yeah.
I'd gladly go anywhere you Yeah. guys. Welcome, welcome to my world of green. I appreciate having you all here with me. Such an amazing feeling to have you here. Now, I'm an honest person. I know my viewers, my listeners, they know me. So I'm not feeling well today. Let me just say that now. I'm not feeling well today. So I apologize for the energy. But I had to make sure that I was here for people who go through the grieving process as promised. Now, on Wednesday, what I like to do is a grief counseling session type of thing where, you know, we can come into the room and sit down, listen to some music quietly, and just be one with our thoughts, be one with our prayers, and, you know, enjoy memories, good ones, of course. And the goal is to do that tonight. So I'm going to be out briefly back and forth, but for the most part, I'm going to, you know, be playing the songs for tonight. I just wanted to give some information. I got to stay informational. I wanted to just give some information because the grief after surviving a painful loss, sometimes you need this type of platform. And for those who are dealing with loss, grief, painful, it's confusing, it's consuming, and it gets detaching all at once. It's hard for loving bystanders to understand sometimes why they can't be the one to help you. They want to, but sometimes it's just, it can't be them. Now, the most common emotion associated with loss is deep sadness, but there are plenty of other feelings that go along with it, if you didn't know. And I just want to name a few, so in case you're going through these things, you don't feel alienated and you know that it's normal. So to feel depressed is normal, to be angry is normal, to be fearful is normal, to be anxious is normal, to be exhausted is normal, to be numb is normal, to feel isolated is normal, to be in a state of denial, shock, or disbelief, all normal. You might even feel a sense of relief, and then that's going to lead to guilt. But these feelings can, you know, set in at any time. They can bubble up at any time without warning. And, you know, it lasts as long as it wants to. Now, I know that, you know, without knowing when it's going to come in and out, it can be very overwhelming. Sometimes it can start to impact your physical health by disrupting your sleep, your energy, your appetite, your concentration. You know, honestly, some people grieve for years, and while they become more functional as the time go on, it still might hit them every now and then. So this is why I have this show, because you never know when it'll hit you. It's important to be compassionate and understanding with yourself, you know, and know that there's no stages of grief. Like, somewhere along the way, you have to come to view grieving as a process, you know, and try to fit it into a model of 5 or 7 stages of grief. And like I said, you know, it's in what I mentioned above, like sadness, shock, pain, and anger. But in reality, that's not necessarily how things go. They don't have to go in that order, you know. I think those models can be useful for, you know, understanding different types of emotion that can come up. But grief to me is more circular, you know. For example, if you feel like you've accepted the loss and then something happens months later and you circle back to denial, that's a very natural and realistic way of thinking. Don't feel that you're taking steps backwards, you know. You're just processing in a way that's unique to you and to your situation. So just make sure, let me give a few more tips and then I will go back to some music. But I want you to do these couple things. Make sure you you're acknowledging the loss. Secondly, I want to make sure that you create space for those feelings that you will have. Like, and you say, well, when do I have time to create feelings? When, after you first hear it, while you're processing it, while you're waiting to make funeral arrangements, when you go to purchase your dress or your suit, or when you go to the wake to see them before the funeral, there's times to acknowledge the loss. You don't have to be with somebody. You can be alone to do it. And when you acknowledge it, I think this should have been before the other one, but once you acknowledge it, make space for those feelings. Make a space where you can understand, I might just cry today. I don't know how I'm going to feel today. I don't know what I'm going to do. Understand that grief is a lifelong journey, and everybody does survive the journey. I just wanted to say those couple of things to you. Keep that in your brain while we go back to some more of this music. And I have to say, make sure if you have lost someone today or yesterday, or you're losing someone, you know, you got to stay healthy. You got to eat. You got to make sure that you are resting. You have to be, if you don't want to be good for yourself, be good for them because they need you. We'll be back.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuss. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling dead enough. Used to trip off that shit, I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you for baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hit list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh. You need me. For love more. Give a love. Now you hate to come. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse and a carriage. That you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me.
love you. One, say you cherish every day. Can instantly be taken away. Then you say, I know this can't be true. When you never took the time to simply tell them I love you. It was the last time that they heard you say, sister or brother, I love you. And when was the last time that they heard you say, darling or best friend, I love you. The one for whom you give your very life could be taken in the twinkling of an eye. Through your tears you'd ask, why did you go? Knowing you didn't always show just how much you love.
A love like this takes some time. Wore it off as a fate. Said we can't do that. Now from top to bottom, they see that we do that. Yeah, it's so true that. Yeah, we've been through it. Yeah, we got work. Yeah, see baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without.
That was live. We are in the building. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like I said, I apologize for the energy today. I am not feeling well. I told you, every day is not a good day. Today is not a good day. Not feeling well, so shout out to everybody who's sending me love and prayers. I can feel it. Thank you. So we were talking about today dealing with grief, and I had a couple of tips for you. So I just went over a couple. Just want to go over a few more before we go back to the music. So develop a routine when someone you love passes away and you're taking it really hard. You need to develop a day-to-day routine. Activities, well, they'll feel different after a loss. But they'll continue to evolve as time goes on. And some people, you know, business usually gets you to get up and go and work and repeat those type of energies. So start out small, like making the bed every morning or remembering to make breakfast. It's not important what your routine looks like, but it's important that you have one. You know, you have to show grief that you won't let it take advantage of you. Grief, you know, actually has its own way of rocking, you know, our sense of safety. Our routine creates stability and makes sure that you get through another day. Be open about your feelings. It's important to identify individuals who, you know, are comfortable sharing their feelings with. I mean, that you're comfortable sharing your feelings with. Like, I don't know, maybe you have a best friend or a relative that you want to reach out and just let them know how bad that you're still hurting about this. You know, it can include, like I just said, family, friends, co-workers, anyone you're close to or that you trust. It's not a good thing to try to manage grief alone. That's something I didn't know. I thought it's better to just do it alone. It's not. Now, so if there's ever a time to lean on family and friends, the time is when you lose somebody close to you. I didn't know that. You know, I actually would have kept to myself, but that's what research shows. Also shows that if you lose a lost one, no matter how hard it may seem, it could be helpful to maybe participate in the funeral and the memorial services because it gives you a chance to be around others who are grieving the same person that you are, you know, and doing something on your own to honor someone's memory can almost be a source of comfort, you know. You can create a memory book or you can do a look back with a journal. Maybe engage in the person's favorite activity. It can, you know, be helpful to celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, and other occasions that can give you a chance to reflect. So try doing some of these things. Even something as simple as lighting a candle on their birthday, that can help you feel positive, give you positive memories of the person, spark up a conversation about them, and feel less isolated. You got to work on these things. Try to refrain from the way that you're thinking. You know, one thing goes in hand, you know, with the other. So if you are thinking bad things, that's going to trigger you. You know what I mean? So you want to kind of have peaceful thoughts. It can be painful. You're probably still crying. It could be years down the line, I'm telling you. But take your time with the growth because there's no rush and there's no time limit. What we got?
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Happy. When you're worried, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
You get me feeling for more. You get me feeling for more. The feeling you give me is so explicit. You get me feeling for more. I think I'm addicted. When my spirit's down, you get me lifted. We got so much in common, but yet so different. If I can't have you now, then there's no living. A future without you, I can't envision. You ease the pain and help release the tension. You kept me focused on my goal, and I won't forget it. Yeah. You got me feeling for more. It's a drug you left me hanging, feeling down. Where you with my love, I'm searching, trying to find you now. Need you back around, I love when you back in town. Don't hold me down, you lift my feet up off the ground. Just a taste of your drug, you get me feeling your love. You keep me up like a dove, floating high up above. Never letting up, you free me up, I'm feeling stuck. Can never give you up, it's me and you forever us.
I think you're all the one for me. makes life so sweet. Together we'll always be. This pleasure love feels so right, and ooh, I need you. Here and now.
Hey guys, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope I touched at least one person, somebody today. And just keep in the back of your head that they're in a better place. I know you don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear it, but you also got to remember the day you born, you start to die. So I'm not sure if that's something to look forward to, but those are also facts. You got to love them while they're here. You can't bring them back once they're gone. So I say love hard to the ones you love. And love less to the ones you don't. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow is, you already know, DJ night. I got a packed switchboard. DJ night. I don't know. Go ahead, send it in if you can. If I can squeeze it, I just can't say no. Go ahead, keep sending them in until I said I'd let you send them until tomorrow at 10 p.m., but I don't think I can fit anything else in there. But go ahead, send them in, in case some of the ones I have don't work. Send them in, and tomorrow you know what we do. Make sure you're here at 11 p.m., or you can just tune in online, sit back at home, listen to it from there. Either way, it's love, peace, and hair grease. I appreciate you. See you tomorrow. I don't even know what to play to say bye.
Outside eyes, but again.